crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Damn right. Most of these stories are pretty humorous. One of them's a little alarming, but it is top local news as we started doing our prep earlier this evening. So, like I said earlier today, part of our job is to inform as we entertain and interact with that ass. Phone lines are open, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Also, Twitter, at Johnny B Comedy, at Anna Hummel Radio, at Scrum Ryan Radio. And, of course, Facebook. I saw our girl, Kara Williams, hitting up the old Facebook page earlier.
Why you gotta say it all creepy like that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, girl.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for hitting us up on Facebook,
hey, what
girl.
Were you saying about yourself during the break to me and Anna?
Yeah, what was that?
That was weird.
I was saying...
You're expressing, like, something about yourself.
I have, like, the worst memory.
So weird. Huh. Like, so bad.
Interesting.
It was a real coming out moment, right?
Sure was.
It really was.
Huh.
It was, but I, funny enough, can't remember it.
Yes.
Really can't.
I remember it.
I'll never forget, but...
Never forget. Like 9/11.
Yeah.
It was that big?
No, what you said was more tragic.
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh, Jesus.
You know who Joe Mackey is? Comedian, New York. He's on Last Comic Standing. Kind of a stoic, deadpan, kind of nerdy guy. My favorite joke he did on his whole stint on Last Comic Standing. He talks, like I said, his style. He goes, I ordered a pizza, and on the outside of the box said 9/11, never forget. It's a really nice gesture, but right about that time, I realized they forgot my breadsticks.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You literally cannot forget if you write that on your box.
I laughed so hard at that joke. That was so good. He comes to Tampa sometimes. I think he plays side splitters when he comes. Funny dude. Get a chance, Sam. All right, let's do this What the Hell News, shall we? We'll start off in over in Asia. You want to go to Asia, everybody? Y'all like Asia?
Someone we know is in Asia.
Yeah, Isaiah right now is in Japan, right?
Yeah.
He sure is.
He's over there with his best friend.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty?
Nope.
Oh.
Isaiah is an interesting cat. Like, he likes...
Kind way of putting it.
He likes to travel the world by himself. I don't get that myself. Like, I like companionship. Pretty much all the time, except for when I'm at home on the couch playing Madden. Sometimes I want you to leave me the F alone. But if I'm going to go to another country, which I'm probably not, I won't do it by myself. But he's over enjoying himself. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be done.
I guess so.
Done it.
This story bothers me probably more than most people.
Okay.
Because what this person did and what happened to this person is something I do more than most people, and this is yet to happen to me.
Yeah.
Yet. A man was rushed to the hospital in China. After playing video games on his phone for just 30 minutes while sitting on the toilet.
Seems pretty normal.
That's very average for me. Really depends on what I'm playing, what
average
I'm watching.
Average for you.
Sometimes longer. Sometimes I go completely paralyzed. Well, while doing this, his rectum fell right out of place. Rectum.
I thought that was just the opening.
Rectum nearly killed him. Doctors diagnosed him with rectal prolapse, which that's when your rectum loses its attachment to the body. You really lost your ass.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I'm full of them today.
No, he got to keep that.
Doctors diagnosed him with the rectal prolapse. It was still attached to his rear, and medics said they believe the condition could have happened because he had been sitting on the toilet for a half an hour playing video games. I call shenanigans. I call BS on that one.
Half an hour. That's not that long.
It really
is.
Was
he just like,
that's
like,
what I'm thinking.
You know, bearing down the whole time?
In order to have a prolapse, you got to be really pushing. Pushing it real good. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's how Elvis died, you know?
What?
On the toilet.
He died on the toilet. Yes. I thought he died vomiting on the toilet.
Nah, man.
I didn't know he was pooping.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know he was pooping.
Well, it happens with people that have opioid issues and stuff because they get constipated from the pills.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Then they get super high. Then they get on the toilet and they push too hard and then their heart stops.
Jeez.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I think that's what happens.
Hmm. Interesting.
This guy's BH fell out. Blip! Into the toilet. Yeah. He is from Southeast China. He was treated by Dr. Su Dai at the 6th Affiliated Hospital in Sun Yat-jin University.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have an x-ray, actually, of his BH completely falling off. It's a CAT scan.
They have a blurred picture of it on, like, the table or something.
It's very sad. Yeah. Oh, my God, that is his rectum.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
It's a little tube, right?
It looks like a pomegranate, be honest with you.
Candy apple or something.
Nah, like a pomegranate.
Ooh.
Pomegranate came right at him. Disgusting. What's the longest you've ever been on the toilet, Anna Hummel?
The longest time?
Yeah, where you go, God damn, I've been on the toilet way too long.
There was a time in Thailand that I remember.
Oh, boy.
Nothing was really coming out, but there was just a lot of pain involved.
Oh, no.
Probably in there for an hour at a restaurant.
Hour?
Yeah, dude. It was terrible. And it was a squatter, too.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't believe in God. But I was praying.
I bet.
That is not a joke.
No, I get it.
I was like, Jesus, please, Christ. I thought I was dying from, like, malaria or something.
Oh, man.
It's bad.
You know Super Jaime, comedian, the comic that did Super Jaime, not Super Size Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a joke where he said, I was on the toilet for so long. I actually said, I am getting too old for this S.
It's a good joke. I love jokes.
Hell yeah, that was good.
Ryan, longest poop.
Oh, at least 30 to 45 minutes.
Ooh, was there some happy self-time in there?
No, but I wasn't feeling well.
You burning a heater?
And I had to finish an episode of Sons of Anarchy before I got up.
Sons of Anarchy? Why are you making them?
This is like way back when I was watching. Yeah, I mean, come on,
man.
Jack Steller?
I've never seen an episode. Not into it.
Wait.
Not my thing, bro.
Wait.
Yeah. Don't get crazy, dude.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sorry, I don't want to see a bunch of leather-cladded dudes. Hey,
I don't even know you right now.
I'm on a bicycle.
I don't even.
I'm in a gang.
No. Okay, Glee man.
Vroom,
let's
vroom. I'm going to rev up my engine. I got a little helmet.
Every episode of Glee, but you have not watched Sons of Anarchy.
Glee was a masterpiece, my friend. Masterpiece.
Leah, have you seen Sons of Anarchy? Yes, no?
Oh. No.
I haven't either.
No.
I'm alone on this island, guys.
You really are. Gay
alone
island.
Alone on this island.
Gay
I feel like a leper right now.
You look like a leper. A gay leper.
Oh, my God.
Rawr. Gay away.
Rawr.
I don't even know you people anymore.
You people is
you
racist.
You heard me.
That's rude.
Very racist.
No.
Valentine's Day. Let's tell a story of love. You want to?
No.
Sure. I loved Sons of Anarchy.
I bet you do. Tanner Broadwell and Nikki Walsh, deeply in love. Colorado couple. Life is going great. They decide, you know what? Let's sell everything. Let's buy a boat. Let's sail around the world. Let's just sail the world. We're going to sail the Caribbean. We'll just keep on sailing. Put all our money into this boat. And they launched right here out of John's Pass, right down the road. Something happened. They crashed into something underwater.
What?
Severing the keel and causing it to sink. Now the couple and their 2-year-old pug, Remy, cute little doggy, they've lost everything. It's happened in Madeira Beach.
I bet they've seen Sons of Anarchy.
I doubt it. They don't even have a TV anymore.
Yeah, they're done.
They sold everything for a boat and they sank it the very first day.
It's
a story of love. It's a story of tragedy. It's hilarious.
That was so sad. They sold everything. That's what you get. Trying to break out of the Matrix.
Man, you ain't no pirate. I do feel bad for him, but it is funny at the same time.
It's a little funny.
Damn. You know what, though? When you hit rock bottom, there's only one place to go from there.
Death.
Actually, they can go a lot deeper. You know, their boat sank. It's really sad. Would you ever do something like that?
Not watch Sons of Anarchy? No, I can't. I can't relate.
Dip off the Matrix?
Like sell everything and sail around the world.
If I had money and assets to sell and I was 22 again, I could see myself doing that, yeah.
Are you good at boating?
Oh, not boating. I thought you meant just like, you know, getting off the grid.
Travel the world.
Yeah.
Go live in the mountains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, I like social media. I like people. I like living in the city. I like being in touch with society. I like having convenience, like being able to go get something to eat or drink right around the corner if I need to. I like that. I like hating my neighbor because he stands in front of his house staring at me all the time. You know what I mean?
I like adventure.
I like adventure too, but not forever. Not sell everything and just go.
I couldn't do it indefinitely, but I could get away for a little while.
I would like to take a little while off, yes.
Yeah.
Like if I hit the Powerball, I would do nothing but chill, like chill for at least a year. Just totally relax and...
I don't think you would.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think you would.
And then after that year...
I think you would probably be relaxing for 2 weeks and then you would hate your life.
You would
be
go
totally
crazy,
bored.
Bro.
Hate my life.
You'd be totally bored and
bored?
You need to get back to work. Watch.
Billions of dollars or no, millions of dollars. I am not bored. Promise you that.
Well, you wouldn't be sitting around and just chilling. You'd be doing stuff.
I'd be in Vegas with my team
of
midgets.
Okay, that's not chilling.
Yeah.
That's partying it up.
Yeah. I would get all my midgets hooked on crack. And then I would put them all in rehab. Yeah. Be so fun. I don't get the wanting to sail around the world, though, because, like, there's a lot of dangerous stuff doing that. You run into pirates. You run into bad weather. There's rogue waves, Anna.
Sharks.
Sharks.
I don't want any part of that.
Rogue waves are a real thing, by the way.
They are.
I don't know what rogue waves are.
When you're deep in the ocean, like, a wave will happen. It's like a 100-foot tall wave will just, out of the blue, it's a rogue wave.
It's not quite considered a tsunami?
No. A tsunami is caused by an earthquake underwater.
Okay.
A rogue wave is just like...
A wave.
Unsettling in the water. You know, water's tossing around, you know, and then all of a sudden this big-ass wave just develops and engulfs everything in its path.
Interesting.
And if you're in a little tiny asshole 25-foot boat...
You dead.
Bye, bitch. Yeah. It's no good. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. I like this story right here. There's a lawmaker in Utah who his biggest plight on a Hummel.
Yes.
Is tougher penalties on prostitution.
Okay.
I don't get that either.
Hey, it's your body. You want to do what you want to do. I'm cool with it.
My opinion also. My thing is, I don't get why a lawmaker would have such a big stance against prostitution. Hmm. Like, what happened to him? Like,
maybe he's trying to prove something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, now, this guy had to resign.
Why, though?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Because there's allegations right now that he used taxpayers' money to pay for hotel rooms to hook up with an online escort. Oh. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. This guy called a call girl named Bree Taylor. Hell yeah.
Fancy.
Hell yeah. She fine, right? You see that picture of him with them big old...
Yeah.
She got them big old...
Wow. Is that Adam's apple?
I don't care.
Is that stubble?
No, God, no. she said the former GOP representative John Stannard paid her $250 for sex. That's not too much.
It's the going rate for that? Wow.
Twice, she says, at a Fairfield Inn in Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah. Fairfield, decent little hotel, $250 for big boobied sex. I don't get it. Like, are we ever going to be in a place where... marijuana is legal on a national scale, where prostitution is legal mostly everywhere. I mean, well, why can't we just figure it out? Why can't we figure out what to demonize and what to vilify?
Government's trying
and what not
to control us, man.
They are. I just don't get it. Like you said, it's her body. If it's regulated and everybody's treated fairly and people aren't being shipped over here in shipping containers and...
if you're not 13 and you want to be, you know, a prostitute, you should be able to do that.
Working girl. It's the oldest profession. I don't see the problem.
I don't either.
It works in Nevada. It works fine. It works in other countries.
It's not my business. I do not care.
I don't care neither. I mean, there's a lot of sluts that bang all the time for stuff
for
like...
For free!
For beverages. Yeah.
Free.
You can go to some shady bars not far from here and buy a couple shots of Jägermeister and get yourself some sexy time. What makes her any different?
I always wondered how I would fare with women if I could just... be a stallion.
Yeah?
I feel like I could talk. I could sweet talk a lot of them. If I was a guy, oh, hell yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What? Give me an example of how you sweet talk one.
I'd just be like...
Hold on. Let me get this out. Let me get this out. Oh, yeah, this word. You're in a club.
Okay.
You see the girl.
Yeah.
What do you say? I'm the girl. I'm the girl. Okay.
Here's the thing. You don't even say anything.
Okay, hold on. I'm the girl. Let's play the role, all right?
Pretend that you're dancing at the club.
I am dancing at a club.
Okay. Watch. I go up to you. I don't say anything.
Just do it. Stop
smiling again.
I'm dancing. Oh, that's my jam.
Hey. You're doing it wrong.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No, this is
doing it wrong.
No, this is way me and my
it's
girlfriend.
Like this. You got to move your hips more.
Like that?
You got to move your hips more. There you go.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. Oh, that feels good.
Maybe one day you could dance that's like good. Me.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
And she'll go like,
Oh my God. Mickey, you're making your wiener do the bouncing.
Oh my, don't be jealous of my moves, girl.
Oh, your tongue is out. You're horny.
You can do it too. You can do it too.
I did it.
She can be with her friends. Like, oh,
I did it.
Oh my God.
You're hot. I like your blazer.
Hey.
Yeah?
We're taking shots.
What kind
you
of
shots? You don't even ask. You just tell them what they're doing.
Okay.
We're taking shots. Oh, all right. Okay. Yes, we're taking shots.
Why are you being me? I can't. I want to be
and
myself.
And then, boom. Take some shots.
Wow.
Now you're dancing.
Oh.
And then you're banging.
Oh, yeah. We're banging on a dance floor.
I should give lessons. I would slay. I would absolutely hashtag slay.
You just
say it like that.
You just date raped me. You did.
No,
you did.
It was consensual.
No, you date raped me.
Just because you regret it doesn't mean it's rape.
No, it is. You just explained a date rape.
No, I didn't. I didn't do this.
I'm
going
to buy you
movement.
Shots, and then I'm going to bang you, and you're just going to fall for
it. You don't say I'm going to bang you.
You did.
Get them drunk, and then if
I
they want to bang you when they're still
I feel
drunk.
Horrible. When I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to feel bad about
it. In 20 years, you're going to report this to somebody.
No, I'm not. It's going to happen soon.
Hey, just because you regret it doesn't mean it's rape.
Do it over.
It means you regret it.
Do it over.
I got it.
Be a gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Be a gentleman.
He's
be a gentleman.
Late. Look at
gentlemen
him.
Don't get laid.
Look at him. What's he drinking? A Zima?
First
oh my
night.
God.
You want to be a gentleman?
Yeah.
Hello, fine lady.
Oh, get away from me. You gay.
Hi, you almost. It's a cigarette in the UK.
What you doing dancing like that at the Dallas Bowl, you bitch? Go get me in Milwaukee.
That hurt my throat.
Clee Torres is wondering.
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Johnny B. Comedy chair dancing with her may have...
Because she said that Anna's gyrations earlier won the internet.
Oh.
Now she's saying that your chair dancing might have beaten that.
Yeah, right. Not a chance.